Why medical devices should be more like iPods. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Amy Tenderich, a diabetic, believes that devices for monitoring glucose and delivering insulin are not made with the end user in mind. As she puts it, they're chunky and clunky. They're difficult to wear or carry around, she says, come in boring institutional colors, burn through batteries too quickly, and cannot be customized for individual users. Tenderich, a journalist and author who writes a popular blog about diabetes, has just published an open letter to Apple's Steve Jobs, pleading for a little help in designing medical devices that are sleek and simple, like the iPod. Tenderich says even the newest insulin pumps, which offer an attractive alternative to insulin injection, could be better designed.
If you look at them compared to consumer products like the iPod, they're not nearly as sleek or small as they probably could be. They're not nearly as easy to use. They tend to, and this goes for a lot of the new continuous monitors that are being developed right now, they have these alarms that go off that are loud. You can't adjust the volume. You can't disable the alarm. So I had one product that was beeping my husband and I awake all night. So I ended up tossing it out into the hallway, and it doesn't do me any good if I'm not actually able to get the monitoring information. So, again, you know, you need to think through how people are going to use these things and the fact that, you know, you need to sleep with this thing all night, and so you need to have a way to disable that alarm or turn it off, or maybe you could even individualize the alarm like you do with your cell phones where you have ringtones and things. So you could, instead of having this, you know, annoying loud beep that sounds like a truck is pulling up in your driveway, it could be something else.
So you've written this open letter to Steve Jobs about the poor design of medical devices for people living with diabetes. Why are you appealing to Jobs and to Apple to try to solve this problem?
You know, well, the idea was really to just stir up the debate and get the attention of, you know, the tech gods of the world who do that kind of aesthetic design. And some people posted comments complaining, saying, well, the Apple's not really that well designed. It has this problem and has that problem. And I'm certainly not suggesting that we have Apple make our next insulin pump or that it become the iPod. But I think where they really nailed it is, again, on the kind of aesthetic, the coolness factor, the way the product feels in your hand, the interface that's so easy to use and easy to download music to, and, you know, we would like to have that same ease of use and maybe a little disc that you just gently touch with your thumb rather than all these big buttons and all these interfaces that you have to click through to get to, you know, the function that you really want. Let's apply those aesthetics to these products, not necessarily that we would have Steve Jobs, you know, make a medical device.
Can better design help people better use medical devices or to use them when they otherwise wouldn't?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know that an insulin pump could help you with your, like, you know, glycemic control, but you have to wear that thing 24/7. I'm talking about showering, bathing, go for a swim, sex, you know, everything that normal people do, you know, and so I think the aesthetics should be even more important than they are in a little machine that just plays music.
Amy Tenderich is a journalist and author who blogs at diabetesmine.org. There are about 20 million diabetics in the United States. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.